item is 599.
Authorized contract with CDM Smith, Inc. to provide engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Headwork Screening Improvements Project, BES Project Number E10805, in the amount of $3,286,837.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, this project will improve the first step in the treatment process of removing debris as wastewater enters the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. Ms. Chris Selker, project manager, and Mr. Paul Sudo, supervising engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services, are here today with a brief presentation. Team?
Good morning. Paul Sudo, for the record, principal engineer with BES, and Chris will lead the presentation this morning.
Great. Morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and members of council. How does that sound?
Great.
I'm Chris Selker. I'm an engineer at the Bureau of Environmental Services and project manager for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Headwork Screening Improvements Project.
You know, it's funny when you said, how does that sound? I was thinking, you know, we prefer when you say that to be accompanied by a flourish. So we normally have a band that strikes hail to the council and other things, but it was fine. It was.
Well, I will say we do have a bird on it here. So
you do.
There you go.
We are here today to request council approval of an ordinance to authorize a PTE contract with CDM Smith Incorporated for the project. The project location is the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant in North Portland. The photo on the right shows the location of the Headworks building on the plant site. The Headworks is the first treatment unit the sewage passes through when it reaches the plant. The photo on the left is the Headworks building where the screens are located. Regarding the project background, the photo on the left shows the 5-bar screens in the Headworks building. Each screen is 7 feet wide and 40 feet tall. The photo on the right is a close-up view of a screen. Vertical bars in the screens catch debris like sticks and rags. Then a rake in front of the bars removes the debris from the bars.
What things do people throw in this toilet that they shouldn't be that then has to get screened out?
Baby wipes are a sort of a game changer for the whole sewage treatment industry.
Thank you.
A little bit about, so then the debris is transported by a conveyor to a debris box and then taken to a landfill. The screens in the Headworks are old technology. They were installed in 1994, and in the 24 years since they were installed, technology has improved. Also, the screens were designed for different conditions than the ones they are operating in now. As I said, they were installed in 1994. Then in 2012, when the CSO program was completed, the amount of stormwater and debris reaching the river decreased, and as a result, the amount of stormwater and debris reaching the plant increased. The left-hand photo shows how the screens plug with heavy leaf and debris loads. In addition, the screens are not effective enough at removing debris. Items like those on the right get past the screens and plug downstream piping. Maintenance is maintenance is difficult and expensive. The plant spends an average of $380,000 a year unplugging pipes downstream of the screens just in the Headworks building itself.
So how long do the screens stay in place before they're cleaned?
You know, I think it's about
it's a few minutes.
Yeah, a few minutes probably.
The debris builds up.
And then it's an automatic, like, screechy kind of thing?
It's a rake that scrapes it off of those.
And so what we're looking at on the left, has the water level gone down or has the screen been raised? How does that work?
That line there between where the plugging is and the clear bars was the water level.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So the water level has gone down.
Okay, so you don't pull the screens up or anything like
no,
that.
No, the they screens stay in place and they get raked.
Okay, that makes sense. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah. The project objectives are to replace the screens, conveyors, and screenings washer compactors, to modify downstream piping to reduce plugging and increase safe access, install flow meters, replace drain valves, replace gate operators, and modify odor control, electrical, and instrumentation for the new equipment. Today, we're here to request approval for the PTE design contract with CDM Smith, but briefly touching on future council actions, based on what we know now, we will return to council in the future for an ordinance authorizing a CMGC alternative construction contract, and we will report to council for acceptance of a CMGC guaranteed maximum price. The planning level construction contract estimate is $10.4 million. Confidence in this estimate is low, which is normal for the planning phase. Confidence in the negotiated PTE contract of $3,286,837 is optimal. Regarding schedule, we plan to start pre-design this year. We plan on completing design in 2021. And we plan on a construction phase from 2021 through 2023.
And by the way, during the construction phase, colleagues will be asking people not to flush their toilets. It's going to be an inconvenience for a period of time, but we want to get the new thing up and running.
Hey, I had a question on that. Not on Nick's comment, but the every large metropolitan area has a headwater facility or whatever you referred to it. Is this a custom product or is this something that's plug and play that's provided as a product to other municipalities?
It is. It's a little bit of both. There's different manufacturers that have optimized their equipment based on experience at different locations. But to get it to fit into like our facility versus another one, they have to engineer it to meet our dimensions, essentially.
So it would be a company that does this for other facilities, but they will engineer it to our specs.
That's correct.
I see.
Exactly.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
This table shows the overall estimated project budget, not just the PTE contract. The project budget will be refined as we move through pre-design and design. The total project cost is estimated to be $20,042,000. The table shows the cost broken down by project delivery phases. Most of the cost you'll see is in the construction phase. As I said before, we will be back again before council for approval of the construction contract. Regarding the PTE contract itself, CDM Smith was selected in accordance with city code. We had a minority evaluator on the selection committee. There were three proposals received. And the negotiated fee includes pre-design, design, bidding, and construction support. Regarding DMWESB.
Could you define this, please? just say what that means.
Minority women, emerging small business.
Okay.
And the D is...
Disadvantaged.
Thank you.
Sorry.
The PT contract has two DMWESB firms for a total of 34% of the contract.
What's a DRE?
That must be disabled. I don't know.
That's a new one for me.
Yeah.
We can get back to you on that.
Let's Google it.
Thank you.
In conclusion, our recommendation is authorization of the contract with CDM Smith for engineering services for the Headbrook Screening Improvements Project with a not-to-exceed limit of $3,286,837. Thank you, and we welcome questions.
was a very interesting presentation.
Thank you
to both you and Commissioner Fish.
I'm glad we didn't hold off and do that as a lunch presentation. Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. I thought that was a very informative presentation as well. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great presentation.